Yeah. Thank you. chain on the Jeep, double tires is bored. He goes higher and higher. States of clever dicks, they think they can shut down. They go higher and higher into Aspen. He was very unlucky this week. Jehovah's Ice Mountain. Replica. He takes his biggest, bestest rifle out and fires at the stars. It flashes off. Off the stars. And the satellites. So, Orion, he was very unlucky this week. Maybe next Saturday. Maybe next Saturday. When he can shoot as they descend into the mall. The frogs never told me this, he said. Neither did the group. Thank you very much.
This is a dream in Andy Warhol's mind. It's called A Dream. I had a terrible dream the other night. Billy Name and Bridget were playing up the staircase on the second floor about 2 o'clock in the morning. I woke up because Amos and Archie had started barking. That made me very angry because I wasn't feeling well, and I told them. I was very cross, the real me. That they just better remember what happened to Sam, the bad cat that was left at home and got sick and went to pussy heaven. It was a very cold, clear fall night. Some snowflakes were falling. Gee, it was so beautiful. And so I went to get my camera to take some pictures. And then I was taking the pictures, but the exposure thing wasn't right. And I was going to call Fred or Jerry to find out how to get it set. But oh, it was so late. And then I remembered they were still probably at dinner. And anyway, I felt really bad. Didn't want to talk to anybody anyway. But the snowflakes were so beautiful and so real looking, I really wanted to hold them. That's when I heard the voices from down the hall near the stairs, so I got a flashlight and I was scared. I went out into the hallway. There's been all kinds of trouble lately in the neighborhood, but someone's got to bring home the bacon. And anyway, there were Bridget and Billy playing, and under the staircase was a little meadow, sort of like the park at 23rd Street, where all the young kids go and play frisbee. Gee, that must be fun. Maybe we should do an article on it in the magazine. But they'll just tell me I'm stupid and that it won't sell. But I'll hold my ground. I mean, it's my magazine, isn't it? Flakes fell and I heard those voices having so much fun. Gee, it would be so great to have some fun. So I called Billy, but either he didn't hear me or he didn't want to answer, which was so strange. Because even if I don't like reunions, I've always loved Billy. I'm so glad he's working. I mean, it's different than Ondine. He keeps touring with those movies and he doesn't even pay us. And the film, I mean, the film's just going to disintegrate. And then what? I mean, he's so normal off of drugs. I just don't get it. And then I saw John Cale. And he's been looking really great. He's been coming by the office to exercise with me. Ronnie said, I have a muscle. But he's been so mean since he went to AA. I mean, what does it mean when you give up drinking and you're still so mean? He says, I'm being lazy, but I'm not. I just can't find any ideas. I mean, I'm not, let's face it, going to get any ideas up at the office. And C Seeing John made me think of the Velvets. And I had been thinking about them when I was on St. Mark's Place, going to that new gallery those sweet new kids have opened. But they thought I was old. And then I saw the old Dom, the old club where we did our first shows. It was so great. And I don't understand about that Velvet's first album. I mean, I did the cover, and I was the producer, and I always see it repackaged, especially in London. And I've never gotten a penny for it. How could that be? But it was good seeing John. I did a cover for him, but I did it in black and white, and he changed it to color. It would have been worth more if he'd left it my way. But you can never tell anybody anything. I've learned that. I tried calling again to Billy and John, but they wouldn't recognize me. It was like I wasn't there. Why won't they let me in? And then I saw Lou. I'm so mad at him. Lou Reed got married and didn't invite me. I mean, is it because he thought I'd bring too many people? I don't get it. He could have at least called. I mean, he's doing so great. Why doesn't he call me? I saw him at the MTV show and he was one row away and didn't even say hello. I don't get it. You know, I hate Lou. I really do. He wouldn't even hire us for his videos. And I was so proud of him. I was so scared today. There was blood leaking through my shirt from those old scars from being shot. And the corset I wear to keep my insides in was hurting. And I did 3 sets of 15 push-ups and 4 sets of 10 sit-ups, but then my insides hurt and I saw drops of blood on my shirt. And I remember the doctor saying I was dead. And then they had to take blood out of my hand because they ran out of veins. But then all this thinking is making me an old grouch. And you can't do anything anyway. So if they wouldn't let me play with them in my own dream, I was just going to have to make another. And another. Gee. Wouldn't it be funny if I died in this dream before I can make another one up? Thank you.
and don't be blind. Can't you see we're two of a kind? I gotta say this, I hope you don't mind. I love you, we're two of a kind. Just ask yourself and you will find. We go together, we're two of a kind. No use protesting, be resigned. Baby, you know we're two of a kind. I knew it when I saw you. I felt it a little more when I talked with you at first. All my blues dispersed. I couldn't disguise my complete surprise when you were feeling it too. I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you. Open your eyes and don't be blind. You see, we're two of a kind.